for our City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well, Joe. Good morning.
Keeping cool, I hope.
It is what it is.
Well, the Kennedy Center is back open this week, so folks can chill down there for sure.
Indeed.
And enjoy some great programming along the way, just like they did this past weekend. Wow.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend for sure.
How did everything go? The Maritime Festival, the concert on the Common, all the local parades for the Independence Day celebration. How did it all go, Mayor? I know you were at all of them.
I was at most of them, if not all of them. We started at, I'm sure, the flag-raising bike parade and scholarship program, 9 o'clock and on the 4th. Then we headed to Squantum for their parade and back to Marymount for their parade. Then we went to the Marina Bay, the clock tower for the Vietnam vets, and we had an opening ceremony for the Maritime Festival. And I was quite surprised on the numbers of people that were there, Joe. I didn't expect the numbers of people. I really didn't expect those crowds. But all weekend, it was very well attended. Businesses were very happy. They all said they've exceeded anything beyond what they would normally do that weekend with the 4th. So it was a hit all around. I mean, so there was some great acts, and so the kids enjoying the face painting and watching the jugglers, and we had the reenactments with the Minutemen from Lexington, and it just was really a terrific, terrific weekend. Julie Pagano, who now the head of the chamber, she was part of the 400 group. She came up with that idea last year about a maritime festival with the Marina, and I said, let's try it, but I don't know how many we're going to get. And boy, we were jammed, so she was on to something. So it looks like this may become an annual event.
Ah, very good, very good. Yeah, it was a three-day festival, and my gosh, the weather couldn't have been nicer.
Weather was perfect. Once again, that makes it a break, right? So
yeah,
we were very fortunate.
Absolutely. Maybe more sailing representation in the next festival, perhaps?
Yeah, perhaps. We'll see, you know. It's a beautiful spot, as you know, Joe. Mm-hmm. That whole boardwalk wraps all around there. The place was just full of life. There was a great vibe there. Everyone seemed happy. And, you know, I ran into a lot of people, and I don't think I got one complaint, which is very unusual. Not about the event, but just in general, you know.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It really was. And, of course, Sunday was up at the Common was another great hit. It was very warm. I think that kept the crowds a little lower than what it normally would have been. Some of the seniors, it was just too hot, but the acts were tremendous and really cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, I saw some folks doing the Lindy there, so certainly enjoyed themselves for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not over yet.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. We've got a number of series of things, and they hopefully, I know everyone bitches about the heat every year, but it comes every year. It's July and August. That's what we expect, and the events, a lot of public outdoor events, and they're dependent on the weather, so, you know, we're happy when it doesn't rain, but it's really hot. That does have an effect on the crowd, so,
yeah.
But it's great, good stuff. It's free, it's family friendly, and, again, we've gotten a lot of compliments about all of these things. It's been a great year so far.
And right now, the forecast for this coming Saturday looks okay for the Dropkick Murphys in Quincy Center.
Well, hopefully it'll rain right at the end of it. Clear everybody out. I don't know. That could be 2 to 10,000. Who knows on that one, you know?
Right.
Because they've got a big following. But hopefully everything will work out. I know that, we've become pretty good at this stuff, the city. We've got a great police department and the other departments that organize all the logistics and making sure it's, safe and orderly. And so hopefully we'll have a great day.
Saturday, 4 p.m., right in downtown Quincy. How come not in the stadium here?
They wanted to do it. That was the choice of Dropkick Murphys. They wanted to do it in the downtown, just on the street somewhere. So this is what they came up with.
Okay. It is free, and I know that the setup actually starts Friday, right?
Yeah, this takes some time to put together a stage for that kind of show. So, yes, we'll be shutting that section of Hancock Street down between Dimmock and Coddington Street.
Mm-hmm. And probably stay shut down through Sunday morning or late early afternoon, perhaps?
Perhaps early afternoon, the latest. We should be out of there by the morning.
To break down. Very good.
Yeah.
And an event going on today over at the Beachcomber Park. I wonder if you could tell us about.
Yeah, sure. It's, as you know, Joe, the Beachcomber was there for a long time. A lot of memories there for a lot of people. A lot of great acts, were performed there. Great entertainers and acts, and Jimmy McEttrick was one of the real special guys. And, you know, we talk about Quincy 400, and I've talked about, you know, from the Adamses forward, there's a lot of various people and places that touch the lives of so many, and the Beachcomber would fall in that category. So, once it was sold off, and we purchased it later when the developers, they really couldn't do anything with the site because of the wetland and floodplain. So we ended up purchasing it. We said, why not honor what was there for decades? So today at 2 o'clock, I know McEttrick family members will be there. Joe Kennicott Sr., who was a partner for Jimmy for a number of years, and he's in his 90s, Joe will be with us there. And perhaps some other family members and friends, people that work there. And there are a series of monuments there that Kunze's own Ryan Ackerman crafted that kind of tells the story of the site and honors Jimmy and those that perform there. So, beautiful spot. There's no parking there. The parking's on the beach side. Mm-hmm. We'll have police presence and just encourage people, if you do come down, please use the crosswalk and, don't try to dart across Wall Lanes or Quincy Shore Drive. It's rain or shine, so hopefully we'll get it in okay.
Sure, and that was a community preservation fund project, is that right?
They were part of it for sure. Yeah, I don't think it covered the entire cost, but absolutely.
Sure.
Yep. We've done some good things with that. And the hotel tracks as well.
The monuments themselves, Mayor, do you know who they're honoring or dedicated to?
You know, it's been a while, Joe, since okay. I've looked at the sketches. Certainly Jimmy McEttrick and Joe Kennicott, a little history of the site, but then there's a series of three other monuments that have some of the various acts and bands and so forth that were there. So my guess is the more famous ones.
Yeah,
I would be listed. So
Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Tony Bennett. My gosh,
pretty remarkable.
Some big ones, yeah, for sure. And a nice granite bench there too, honoring a former waitress at the Beachcomber, which is a nice touch.
Absolutely. Yeah, a couple of people had come forward about that, and so we accommodated that as well. It's just a nice little peaceful path that walks through there with, you know, perennial plants that do well near the salt water. So I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah, I know you mentioned the flooding. I know it was designed, too, to help to alleviate some of that in the Strand area.
Yeah, when we graded it all, we try to keep everything on site so it doesn't bleed into some of those other areas. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, it's a good thing. And, of course, you know, developers looked at it. There are all kinds of things proposed, but it would have had an adverse effect on the flooding situation, that whole area. So even the states that, no. Mm-hmm. So in the end, it worked out. Keep it as open space, protect the floodplain, but also as part of a 400, another theme here, and honoring a great history of that site.
Sure. Last week, Mayor, we talked a little bit about some of the state funding that had been approved for the new parking garage for the new medical center on Dunford Drive. Where does that project go now?
Well, first let me say thank you to Speaker Mariano, Representative Chan, and Ayers, and Senator Keenan for supporting this. As you remember, Joe, when Fox Rock bought the hospital site, we made a deal there with to bring some medical use to the downtown. We knew it wouldn't be a hospital. So here we are. Fox Rock has negotiated and now has the lease with Beth Israel Leahy, whatever the terminology is now, mm-hmm. to keep yep. adding these names. And it will be about 110,000 square feet of medical use. So There'll be doctor's appointments. My guess is diagnostic labs, day surgery type of things. I think the aging care will be moved over there as well. So a lot of things medically that people leave Quincy today for today should be able to be accommodated in this new facility. It's not a full-fledged hospital, as I said, but it will be a major medical facility for the city. And, VI is a big name, and we're looking forward to getting rolling. And, they're a nonprofit, that medical world. So, they don't pay big in rent. We're not getting taxes out of it because it's a nonprofit, but we felt the use was so important to the residents. So therefore, the $25 million towards the garage goes a long way in helping us soften the blow to the DIF district, district improvement financing, because that garage is about $15 million, so the state's picking up half the cost. Hmm. And the argument the speaker made was, look, it's bringing medical to the city, and although a lot of bureaucrats in state and federal government think everyone should take their bike, a bicycle, well, when people go to medical center, they have issues. They can't be riding the bike, so you need parking. And so grateful again to the speaker and the delegation for seeing the wisdom in that. That's a big help to us.
So what's the next step now?
Well, they're in the ground. I mean, Fox Rock is under construction. So the next step is full steam ahead, get the thing built.
The garage comes first? Is that how it works?
Garage comes first, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long, Bubba, how long would that take, do you think?
Well, the garage, probably less than a year, but I don't think they're going to wait till the garage is completed before they start the building. Mm-hmm. So, it's in entirety, probably 18, 20 months.
Oh, okay. And would that be a city-owned garage, or how will that operate?
City-owned garage.
Okay.
But, just like the other one on the other side of the bridge, there'll be a lease arrangement for the use of it and so forth. But it will be open to the public.
I see. Very good. Mayor, I appreciate your time as always. Great to talk to you.
Well, same here, Joe. Stay cool.
Indeed. We'll be complaining about the cold in no time. Summer's over now.
Thank you.
Take care.
Later.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.